We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You got the championship manager, Ernie Skatton, who's going on a media tour today without even playing in the game yesterday. The guy is so incredibly proud and taking all of the spotlight away from his very talented players, and he's on the hotline for you.
Oh, Ernie, you're on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Did Odyssey lose or merely choke?
It's a little bit of both there, buddy. They lost and they choked. Oh, I mean, I don't know. I was at the game. Everyone else was at the game. Everyone saw what we saw, including Shane out at home plate. You know what, Shane? If you had ate a little more dog food, maybe you'd have made it home.
Oh, that's an old school callback.
And by the way, Ernie, I'm going to tweet out the picture right now of the other angle that we have in my very flashy.
And I heard. You called me a scumbag, so it got personal.
All right, I put Ernie on hold real quick. We're going to put the picture out there of me safe at home.
And Ernie, if you actually used them correctly, you may have caught a couple of those balls that came to you. But, you know.
Wait, he made it personal, Ernie?
Shane put you on hold, so we lost you when you said you made it personal, and then Shane was afraid of your wrath,
Ernie,
and so he put you on hold.
I'm sure you heard the qualifier that said, I love you as a person, and
I
on the fields,
too.
You and Justin Kaufman can be
but
a little scumbaggy.
You still made it personal, buddy. I love you too, Shane. You know, we've worked together. I got no problem with any of you over there. I worked there more than once, but you called me a scumbag.
Video evidence is there.
No, the video evidence is not. We got the pictures, too. You are out, buddy.
All right, I'm going to tweet it right now. I'm going to make sure you have it.
Here's the thing. You never should have went home. You had nobody out. You got a triple. It would have changed your game. But instead, you guys blew it, and then from there, you were gone. We put four in your next inning, and you guys, your heads were between your legs. It was quiet as church mice over there. It was quiet.
Yeah, they were toast.
Let me finish. You never played from behind before. You didn't know how to come from behind and win. We did.
That sounds like an issue with the manager, right, Ernie?
Listen, my players deserve all the credit. They played their asses off. Excuse me. They played butts off. They came, they saw, and they conquered the score. The score had a terrible game yesterday. What happened to Dom? Where was Dom? You know, Cody all of a sudden got Shane disease and couldn't catch line drive.
Oh boy.
You know?
Yeah.
That's true. No, you guys played the clean brand of ball. I'm told that you were a great defensive team all year long. Your outfield was very solid. I think it's excellent that you have enough ex-boyfriends for your daughters that you can field outfield.
That's another misnomer. Nobody on that team is an ex-daughter to anyone. They all played for 3 years on that team.
Okay.
They all came. But no one is my daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Okay, that's
a misnomer.
That's what I was told by one of your players.
You were wrong. He was wrong. Joe Brand was wrong. He admitted it. It's not. Johnny came 3 years. Everyone's been there for 2 or 3 years. And wait a minute. You act like everyone played from the school. You guys had 25 people from four different stations on your team.
Well, none
of them played.
No.
I played three different shortstops last night and we won. Everyone on my team played. Everyone on my team hit. And we kicked your butt.
How does who plays have anything to do with it? We're the only team in the league that uses only players from the cluster. You guys have to pick and choose from other places
because your entire station speaks.
Hey, Ernie,
late.
You let me finish this time. Your entire station speaks to 55 to 75-year-old dinosaurs, and everyone over there is the same frickin' age.
Yeah, that's right. WGN track.
I'm trying to find some kind of way for us to look good here, Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie, WGN, you guys just get ratings because of Cubs games. Oh, wait a minute.
We haven't had a Cubs in years. I know this. We owned the score yesterday.
I know that, Ernie.
We owned the score yesterday, Shane. You can't say nothing about that.
Wally Phillips is overrated.
We lost. We have had that qualifier the entire time. That was our worst game of the season.
Yep.
I'm just trying to find.
Can I real quick say I told you so?
Yeah, you've been cutting me off the entire time, so go ahead and say what you want.
I told you so.
Welcome
I said
you
if
on
you
the station.
Like you played the week before, you were going to have problems with us. You did, and you did.
We welcome you on the station to try to get you a little bit of exposure so you can be heard somewhere. I saw you go on CHGO, so we want to make sure that you actually get to some voices and ears.
Oh, my God.
So we're happy to have you here, and I didn't know you were going to be so disrespectful.
Hey, Ernie, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Ernie. Your team played well. You won the title. You have an option here and last night to show a little class, which you have declined.
I declined because the scores never showed any class. There was a reason.
That's not
all
true.
All the teams were on our side. There was a reason. I did hear that Shane is not
very popular in the CHGO offices.
Not very popular at all.
I did hear that there was quite a bit of celebrating at Odyssey's loss last night because of how
Shane
carries
himself.
There's
a reason why every other team was on our side.
I had got wind of
they
that
were
as well.
On your side, as a matter of fact.
Our
side was full. The Odyssey stands were full of family and rooters, and there was challah, and we were having a good night. Ernie.
And it was quiet after the fifth inning.
It was. That's true. Yeah.
All right, Ernie, thank you for your insight. Thank you, sir. Congratulations
quick,
on the
let me
title.
This. I love all of you guys. Chad, you know, Shane, you know I love you.
Love you,
I love
Ernie.
I can't
good
wait
game.
Till next year. I can't wait until we whoop you guys again. And I can't wait to keep playing the trophy here in WGN. I love.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
All right, enjoy the trophy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He declined the opportunity to show some class.
So I did send out quite the questionable tweet after we beat CHGO.
Yes, you did.
And I did follow up with a sincere apology to Kevin Kato. Uh-huh. Yeah, and I like everybody over there, but I'm a competitor.
Yeah, I heard you're not too popular.
Okay. Thanks right. for sharing that with me. I appreciate that. Good friend moment again.
Oh, they were tweeting about it last night. They were tweeting about it. Good friend moment. This guy over here. I was rooting for you. I wanted you to win. I was locked in on that broadcast from the second inning on. Great broadcast. Tanny, was I not engaged? Was I not texting for updates?
You were giving me updates. I think that's the most producing you've ever done in your life. Giving me timestamps on the broadcast because I couldn't listen. Yeah, you were very engaged the entire time. And even in the post game, sending me every tweet about the game.
Oh, you were excited because we were failing.
I was excited for the content. We host a radio show. It says Content Factory in your bio. You want to talk softball all the time. We're talking softball, and now you're angry that we're talking softball?
Umpire Mike Lewis, was I safe on that home run last night?
Oh, what's up, Mike?
From my knowledge, Shane, you got up under the tag.
Thank you.
Oh,
wow.
But Mike, is this sometimes how it goes in 16-inch softball, that if the ball beats you, you end up getting called out because it's sort of like a neighborhood play in MLB?
Well, so when I first started up at it, they told me if the ball beats you. Yeah, and I told him that, you know, hey, I quit. So I'm one of the first umpires that changed that when the ball beats you, that I called you safe. One of the only umpires in the nation that do that because guess what? You got a very bunch of talented people with talented slides. Like, for one instance, you saw Rizzo. He pulled one hand in, pulled it back, and touched the bag with the left hand and was safe. Prime example why no umpire should call nobody out just because the ball beat him. But, you know, I was a distance away. But it's just from where I ran from, I saw it looked like Shane was up under the tag. I'm just being honest, you know.
Honesty's the best.
Has your vision improved since you blew the call last year?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I didn't blow a call last year. So, you know, my vision always my vision because if you're in the right position, man, it's a no-brainer.
Okay.
And when you hustle like Mr. Official do, it's really a no-brainer.
Got it. Why were you late to the game?
Because they towed my car on... They towed my car on Illinois Street, I put a video out. I'm going to get a hearing Thursday because there's no towing sign for a whole block. And they try to tell me that the city require one towing sign, one a block, when it's a towing sign everywhere on Grand, everywhere on every street in the city, but it's no tow sign there. So most people don't. They just want to be wary about their car instead of wary about, hey, I'm not wrong. You know, so I'm going to go for a hearing to get my money back.
Well, softball umpire Mike Lewis, like on one hand, I want to believe you because you're saying that our guy Shane was safe. But on the other hand, you blew the call last year and you showed up in the fourth inning.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know if
he
it's
He just
a,
told
it's
you
good...
why he showed up in the fourth inning.
He got the title game.
He got his car improperly towed. Come on.
Let me just say this, right?
Okay. I don't know if you're a reputable source.
I think that, hey, big guy, I think you need to come and see me one game with your own eyesight, and then I think you'll like Mike Lewis. You'll love Mike Lewis.
Yep.
You'll appreciate Mike Lewis because guess what you will see? That Mike Lewis get out there on every play, whether it's 13 or nothing or 1-1.
Yep.
I'm getting out there.
So
Mike is the best umpire, softball umpire I've ever seen.
And let me say, Mike, my stepdaughter Zoe loves when she's the catcher, she gets to hang out in the back there with you. You got good vibes too, Mike Lewis. You know that.
Okay, yeah. So that's what that means. The guy that I always talk about, you got a great daughter that can hit the ball better than him.
Oh, no, it's not me.
No, you flipped us.
The guy who's defending
you has the daughter who can hit the ball better than both of us.
I thought it was the guy that no matter how much right I do, I'm always wrong.
No, don't listen, Mike, don't put that Parkins juju on me.
I promise I will come out to a game next year probably.
Okay. No, probably. You got to come, and then because I want you to have that change of heart that I know you'll have once you see me umpire.
All right, Mike. Thank you for calling, sir.
You need any help with the car or anything on Thursday? Mike, we got you.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great day. Don't let nobody steal y'all joy. That's remember, Odyssey, you went back 2 years in a row. Same thing with GN. It's your turn next year. You up next.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Mike. Halfway to being the Buffalo Bills.
Mike Lewis has arrived. I'm pretty sure Parkins is going to give him a little grief for showing up in the fourth inning of the championship game tomorrow.
It's just an abnormal thing for an umpire to do.
Yeah, no.
Show up in the fourth inning of a title game. Okay.
What are you doing, Mike Lewis?
I think we got another surprise guest coming up on the other side. Shane and I apparently are not friends anymore. There's a lot of bad vibes around here.
24-hour rule. Okay. Just fight it out until like 9 tonight and we'll be good.
Okay.
A lot of negative vibes.
Steve Stone at 3 o'clock. Parkins and Spiegel on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.